Support for today's broadcast comes from ADM, now providing a new mobile site, FarmerView, for up-to-date futures, weather, market commentary, and local bids. Available at adm.com/farmerview.
Good morning. You're listening to WILL AM 580. And now with the pre-opening market report, here's Dave Dickey.
Thank you very much, Chris, and good Friday morning, everyone. The Labor Department today says that employers added 157,000 jobs last month. The unemployment rate ticked up 0.1%, however, to 7.9%. For all of last year, the economy added an average of 181,000 jobs a month. The unemployment rate remains above the 6.5% target that the Federal Reserve is suggesting before allowing interest rates to rise. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency yesterday held its ground on the federal mandate for using renewable motor fuels. The agency says that it intends to require U.S. refiners and fuel importers to use a total of 16.55 billion gallons of renewable fuel during 2013. That compares with 15.2 billion gallons in 2012. The EPA requirement for advanced fuel would be about 2.75 billion gallons in 2013. Compared to 2 billion gallons last year. 14 million gallons must be cellulosic fuel. Overall, U.S. drought conditions barely changed last week, with dryness continuing to threaten winter wheat crops in the plains. The U.S. was 57.68% in some level of drought as of Tuesday morning. That's up 0.4% from a week earlier. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is 13,939. It's up almost 79 points. The NASDAQ, 3155, is up 13.5. The S&P 500 is 1504. It's up 6.75 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Drier weather returned to portions of the Midwest over the last 24 hours, but it's cold out there this morning and will continue to be cold across the region for the next few days. The temperatures this morning dropped down near 0 degrees across portions of the wheat country and soft wheat producing areas of the lower eastern Midwest. We saw temperatures in the positive single digits this morning from northern Illinois and parts of southern Iowa back into Missouri and then over through most of Ohio. Now, most of these temperatures were away from 0 degrees Fahrenheit, but there were a few areas from northern Missouri into the central and northwestern portions of Illinois that were seeing temperatures near zero, which is getting pretty darn close to the threshold for some damage now. With that said, there is a little bit of snow on the ground across most of this region, and for that reason, we don't believe winter kill is much of an issue or a threat to the crops in this region. Temperatures this morning are indicative of what will be around tomorrow morning as well. In fact, for the next two or three mornings, we're likely to see more cool weather across the region, with temperatures often in the positive single-digit readings across a portion of the Midwest. Now, readings in the Ohio River Valley will likely see some positive upper single-digit reading lows, as well as some teens as we move forward through the next couple of mornings. We don't expect temperatures to be much warmer than that. Even the interior portions of the southeastern states will see some teens and lower 20s for the extreme low temperatures over the next few days. In the meantime, up in the upper parts of the Midwest, portions of northern Minnesota this morning slipped into the lower negative 30s, and a lot of negative teens and negative 20s being reported in the Dakotas and Minnesota, Wisconsin. Certainly the coldest air mass we've seen up there in quite some time, and it looks like it's going to stay in place for a little while longer, but it is going to moderate somewhat as we go forward through these next few days. The odds are very good, though. A warming trend will occur next week, and we'll see most of the Midwest trending a little warmer than usual as time moves forward. Precipitation potentials across the region will be somewhat subdued for a while. I don't think we're going to see a lot of meaningful precipitation, but there will be a series of weak disturbances moving across the Midwest that will bring brief periods of light snowfall across the region. The first disturbance will go ahead and work its way across the region from northwest to southeast as we go through the night tonight and into the day tomorrow. This will likely produce a couple of different waves of light snowfall across the portion of the Midwest, and they'll march through the region from the eastern Dakotas and Minnesota down into portions of Illinois, portions of Ohio, even Michigan and Indiana will also be involved with this. The accumulations with these disturbances will be relatively low, running from a dusting to an inch and a half most often, but there may be one or two locations that could end up with some greater amounts of snowfall. In fact, we could see some 1 to 3 inch accumulations occurring across a part of the region, especially with the series of disturbances that comes along here this weekend. Outside of those, we'll likely continue to see some other disturbances passing through the region as we move on into next week. The only difference is the temperatures will be turning a little bit warmer, and we may occasionally hear about a little wintry mix of precipitation possible across the area, but we do expect mostly to see snow continuing to occur from the Dakotas into parts of the Great Lakes region through the early and middle parts of next week. There is no sign of a major storm system impacting the region for the next 7 days. However, some of the computer forecast model data this morning suggested that another storm may work its way into hard red winter wheat country as we get into the end of next week. Now, I don't believe the storm system will come together very well, so we do expect to see it fall apart for hard red wheat areas, but it will likely hold together for portions of the Midwest, so we'll see another round of significant rainfall about a week to 8 or 9 days from now. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Our 24th annual All-Day Ag Outlook meeting is set for March 5th at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. We've got some of the best in the business presenting on the hottest topics, including farmland values for 2013, diversifying your operations with livestock, and, of course, our very popular soybean, corn, and cash grain panels. Our theme this year is Strategies for Market Profitability in 2013. Guarantee your seat by calling 217-333-7300. The cost is $25 and includes a continental breakfast and lunch. When you register with your major credit card, we'll mail your tickets good for our VIP line the day of the event. The number to call is 217-333-7300. Here are the electronic trade numbers on this Friday morning. In Kansas City, March wheat 842 and a half, up 4 3/4. March wheat in Chicago, 785 and 3/4, up 6 1/4. March corn, 744, up 3 1/2. July, 737 and a half, up 4 1/4. December, 593 and 3/4, up 2 3/4. March soybeans, 1483, up 14 1/2. July, 1463, up 13 1/2. November, 1336 and a half, up 8 3/4. March soybean meal, 430.30, up 390. March soybean oil, 5334, up 48. February live cattle, 127.85, up 22 1/2. March feeders, 149.42 and a half, down 12 1/2. And February lean hogs, 87.95, up 35. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing. He is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave.
Welcome to the first day of insurance rates.
Yeah, first day, and we're up here at some higher prices.
I guess if it were to end up this way, would that say and encourage the planting of corn?
Well, I guess my take on that, Dave, is that, yes, I think corn right now, and you look at the economics, it just, you know, screams at you to basically to plant corn in most areas. Now, of course, there's some areas where you have some possibility of better bean yields and maybe not quite as good a corn yields. But, you know, central Illinois, that type of thing, we're looking at, I think, the economics point towards corn planting.
Now, we're off to a start with most contracts in green this morning. But whether or not we stay there, could that depend on what Informa tells us about South America later today?
Yeah, I think so. I think the current weather situation is maybe just as important in the forecast. And, you know, this is the second of what is a series of weather weekends that we're going to go through here. And a lot of times you'll see the market strong, you know, going into the weekend, but maybe taking some positions or taking some profit-taking off, you know, as you go into the close. So I think we probably have a pretty good chance of staying positive today, to be honest with you. But, you know, anything could happen as we go through the weekend and we see the forecast change.
Seems like everybody's targeting $15 soybeans.
Yeah, and we're on the old crop, we're there in the cash market in some areas of central Illinois here. Actually, this morning I was looking at a couple places where you're right there and you could get that number.
What do you make about the July-November corn spread? It continues to strengthen.
The July-November corn spread?
I mean, December, excuse me.
Yeah, July-December corn spread. I guess I think that it's probably going to have to stay with the bigger inverse. And really, the July is probably the month that's a little bit tough to call. I mean, if I'm looking at May, I think you're going to continue to see that strengthen too. But
okay.
I mean, it's almost two different crops. It's old crop, new crop corn are almost two different commodities this year.
Thank you, Bill.
Thanks, Dave.
Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, AM 580 and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.